My name's Christine Thomas. I'm born and bred in Coventry, and Coventry Cathedral has always been a very big part of my life. I've lived in Lowestoke for most of my life, and when I was about 8 years old at Gosford Park School, we were taken to see Coventry Cathedral. To me, as an eight-year-old, it was absolutely massive. The thing that impressed me the most was standing at the altar, looking at that absolutely wonderful tapestry, because it's not until they actually tell you that the figure of man that stood between Christ's feet is about 6 foot tall that you actually get some perspective of size. And I remember just standing up, looking with my big brown eyes and going, wow. In 1972, I took my level four trumpet examination in the basement, and all the children from the schools in the city that were taking their Royal School of Music practical exams all went to the cathedral to do their pieces. We went into the cathedral and I thought, well, where's my teacher taking me? Because we went right up to the altar and then disappeared down some stairs on the left-hand side. I thought, where on earth am I going? And I started to get very nervous, and we appeared in the room. I walked in, and all I can remember is this baby grand piano and this massive expanse of white floor. So I walked in very nervously, put my dots or my music on the stand that was there, got my trumpet out, and then I had to start playing my piece. I had to play a trumpet tune by Henry Purcell. I think it's one of the most nervous things I've ever done in my life. It even topped going to the dentist. And I ended up, I passed my exam and I got a merit for it. And I've still got the certificate now. And at the time, my mother was incredibly proud because she'd had to tolerate me playing my trumpet all day, every day. I mean, I was involved with Coventry Festival Brass Band, Coventry School of Music Youth Orchestra, Coventry and Warwickshire Police Constabulary Band, and my school orchestra. My mother always used to joke she could tell what day of the week it was by what uniform I was wearing.